Yeah, don't say anything. All right.
Okay. No.
All right. Hello, Emrose? I hope she's here somewhere. Why doesn't she ever lock her door? I guess I'm lucky that she is. She doesn't. If she needs help, I guess she's lucky too. Hello? Oh, boof.
And it's, oh, bother. It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, guys, it's the Grimlord here. We're back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're kind of in the middle of something because somebody may have doxed us, and we have to cut that out completely. But it's okay.
Honestly.
It's yes, because...
We're doing you a favor if you wanted to find us.
Yeah.
This place.
Yeah.
You've heard the Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Yeah. Oh, bother. It's a drunken slut. Who would do this to themselves? Yeah, boof. I get it. You're drunk, but what is that awful smell? She's naked and passed out. No. I would hate myself if I did that. All right, let's get you somewhat cleaner.
I wonder what the other option would get you.
Probably not much.
Well, I got this penis here.
Grim.
You've got a mouth open. We might as well try it. See,
yeah,
it
I've got you. What happened? You'll figure it out. Oh, Ambrose, can you hear me? Sure.
Yeah, she's got some really strong upper body strength for a drunk woman. Like, she was holding her whole upper torso.
I'll be back in a minute.
She's holding her lower back and her ass cheeks.
Okay, try not to drown. Yes, sir. No drowning. Terrific. Let's clean up this mess. Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. Oh, great, she's singing. I want to ride my bicycle. At least I know she's not drowning in there. I want to ride my bike. She's not a bad singer. She's never going to perform a concert, but it's not bad.
After that drowning.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Hold her head up.
I want to ride it where... Eek! What happened? Are you all right? Turn around, turn around, turn around. What? I'm naked. I know.
Swing some dick your way. You want some?
Turn around. I don't want you to see me like this. Fine. You do realize I found you face down and ass up on your couch like 10 minutes ago, right? What? Never mind. So, do you want to tell me what's going on? No. Yes, I don't. I'm sorry, Grim. This has all gotten out of control. I never wanted you to see me like this. Go on. Any explanation is probably better than what it looks like. Crap, you're right. Okay. It all started a couple weeks ago when you were sick. You know that fetish locator app? Yeah? Well, it was the latest thing and people were trying it out and I heard about it. I guess I was curious. Okay. And I was worried you hadn't come back and weren't answering calls or messages. You're not going to say this is my fault. No, just can you listen and wait till I'm finished before you tell me what an idiot I've been? I'll do my best. The days went by and I got more worried about you. All sorts of ideas flooded my mind, like you were dead. Meanwhile, I'd signed into the app but hadn't done anything. I just saw what the daily challenges were and the usernames of the winners. Mostly someone called Squizzle. I wondered who they were and what they were doing. It was a distraction from my coursework and worry. It was just a fantasy. Are you listening or did you fall asleep? I'm listening. You told me to be quiet. Yes, but okay, it's just hard to tell with your back turned. I could face you. No! No, this is fine. So you were worrying and fantasizing about fetish locator challenges. Right, so then your Stacy called me. I was so relieved. I felt like nothing could possibly go wrong. So I did something I'd been thinking about for a long time. What's that? Just something fetishy. I never tried it before, but I've been thinking about it for years. Come on, you can tell me. What was it? No, not gonna tell you that. It was just something stupid that I dreamed about since before college? Yes. Since before high school? Yes. Now just stop asking, okay? It was something really, really stupid I'd never done, and then I did it. Dumber than what you did today? Yes, alright, I don't want to talk about that. The point is that I did it. And to make matters worse, I made a mistake. Oh? Yeah, I kind of took photos of myself for the Fetish Locator app. Was it a mistake or an error? What's the difference? A mistake is something you know is a bad idea and wouldn't do intentionally, but do accidentally. An error is something you intend to do but didn't have the knowledge to know it was a bad idea. Alright, like computer errors. Computers do exactly what they're instructed to do, so they can't make mistakes. They just make errors. I guess it should have just been a mistake, but I wasn't thinking clearly at the time and it became an error. Or maybe it started as an error, but then I realized it was a mistake. So I tried to correct my error. I tried to delete the pics. I tried to uninstall the app. I logged in and tried to delete my account. Sounds reasonable. Yeah, except it didn't work. Somebody already had the photos. Oh, shit. Literally. What? Figuratively, whatever. Someone used the app to contact me in. Blackmail? Yes. What did they... This. All of this. First, I was just supposed to earn a certain number of points by a certain time. I couldn't do it, so they threatened to expose me unless... I had to become a cam girl, okay? I flirt and strip and do kinky stuff on camera for a bunch of strangers. Oh. Should I tell her that I've seen... No, she wouldn't want to know that. And I still had to earn points for their game. Their game? Fetish Locator. I have to earn points in the app or else. Can I ask a stupid question? Are you... Erica Red? Shit! No, you can't! Yes, that's me. How'd you figure that out? Red? I was at the party the other night, and that fetish party, you know? Oh, there was this lesbian there talking about this straight girl who would do anything for points. Oh no, she mentioned a redhead. That bitch! Yeah, I'm pretty sure that she is. Maria? Yeah. Also, I kind of saw you with Maria in the classroom yesterday. Oh. I really shouldn't tell her that I read that message conversation she had with Maria before seeing them in the classroom together. Well, after... Look, I just needed some way to earn points. I wasn't gonna fuck random guys or something. Huh, I wonder if that's why Chloe's been doing... Everyone. I thought it would be better, less slutty, if I just did some girl-girl stuff. Makes sense. I mean, Maria's never been subtle about how much she wanted me. Didn't matter how many times I told her I wasn't interested. Yeah, she has a bit of that creepy stalker vibe. Seriously, anyway, I figure I could earn points with her easily. Oh yeah? Whenever we do anything, I earn about twice as many points as she does. Somehow the app knows that I'm straight and she's not, so I get a bonus. Weird, I don't remember telling it anything about my preferences. I know. It tells me something about my blackmailer. How's that? Well, clearly he works for the app and knows me personally. Because he knows you're straight and is adjusting the points you get. Exactly. How you know it's a guy? Some of the things he said, typed, whatever. I just get this feeling like it's a guy. Because it's such a guy thing to do. I guess. Of course, that brings up another problem. Oh? Yeah. If he's a guy that assigns points for challenge submissions and he also sets goals for me... Then he could give you whatever points he wants to get you to do as much as he wants. Yeah. Yeah. Grim? What's up? I'm kind of getting pruny in here. Oh, right. I've got to put on some clothes and then get some sleep. You might want to clean up the living room, too. I did what I could, but... Good point. Another good point is that I should leave. Let you get dressed, clean, sleep, whatever. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate you being here listening to me. Right. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Grim. 4:30. Okay, let's text Polly. Should I just tell her that Nora's scheduled another date? No, I can get something out of this. I'll just tell Polly to meet me here to discuss things. Sometime later. Knock, knock. Polly, come on in. Hey, what's this all about? Hey, nice to see you too. Would you like some tea? Hi, do you have tea? Nope, just trying to be polite. Well, that's all you wanted. Nora's gonna contact me, you know. Oh, is she already ready for another visit? You didn't forget about that, did you? I might have forgotten that you were involved, even after I ate you out. Is that what this is about? You want me to return the favor? Not exactly. First, please have a seat. Okay, what now? See, eventually Nora's gonna contact me. She already thinks it was me. I tried to dissuade her, but... Oh! Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I could set up another date with her anytime. Really? She seemed to really enjoy what you did last time, and she's been flirting with me crazy every time I drop by. So you said. So I can't help but wondering when she contacts me, should I tell you? Of course. Why? Because I want her. Because you're helping me. Sure, but what's in it for me? You mean... I mean, I could have Nora any way I want, any time I want, or near enough to it. So why should I tell you? Because you're a good person? Try again. I have something you want. I can keep it to myself. I could just ignore it. Or I could give it to you. You don't want me for an enemy. No, I don't. I don't want you for a girlfriend either. Then what are we talking about? Why don't we get more comfortable? Take off your shirt. Take off your shirt.
Yeah, bitch. Take it off, you cunt.
Fine, there you go. Feel better? Yes, thank you. So this is it? I stripped for you? You set up dates with Nora for me? Not exactly. I mean, I'm sure I could get Nora to do more than go topless. She probably wouldn't even hide her tits with a hand bra. Hand bra? Is it so important for you to see my tits? Is it so important for you to have another date with Nora?
It's all about trust.
Fine, is that better? Much. Now please, relax. We don't know each other very well. We literally had every class together freshman year. Yeah, yet went to different study groups, don't hang out socially. We don't know each other very well. I'm starting to get an idea about what kind of person you are. Good. I think I'm getting a better idea about what kind of person you are as well. Oh? Yep, when it came time for the challenge the other day, you picked someplace public. Nora got me horny, and I just couldn't wait. And when you were with Nora, I noticed how you paid attention to me and to the windows. You didn't try to hide behind the bar with her or go someplace more private. Yeah, well, it's okay. You can be honest with me. You're an exhibitionist. I'm guessing that's why you go around with no underwear, especially when you are wearing those short skirts. Is it better when you know you're flashing someone or when you get home and don't know how many people looked up your skirt? When I get home, I'm guessing you only go out and flash someone when you get frustrated, when you can't remember scenarios where someone might have been looking up your skirt. See? We're getting to know each other better after just a short time. Do you enjoy having me watch you right now, being exposed like this? Which has you more aroused, that I'm watching you right now or that the door is unlocked? My roommate or anyone else could walk in and see you right now. Who's your roommate? Pete. Oh, he could be here anytime? It's entirely possible. He might even have some friends or female attention. Really? Probably about half the time he's here, he comes stumbling in with one or two women and they get right to it whether I'm here or not. Right here on this bed? Yep. So what else do you want to know? You asked me to put a finger up your butt. Is that what really does it for you? Oh yeah, that's better than anything else. Physically or psychologically? How would I tell the difference? Psychologically, I guess. Would you say that anal sex is your favorite position? No, I've had toys, fingers, and even a dildo up there, but no cocks. You mentioned that you're bisexual. Do you prefer men or women? Women, definitely. I'm attracted to men, too, but probably 60% female, 25% male. Where's the other 15%? Trans. I don't know any, but I love watching shemale videos and, you know, just fantasizing. What kind of fantasies? Well, my favorite. I like to fantasize about pegging a guy while I'm being fucked by a girl wearing a strap-on. Good lord! It's a lot of degeneracy! Absolute degeneracy! Do you own a strap-on? Yes. Do you want me to fuck you with it?
No!
That's a shame. It's been used on me, but I've never worn it and fucked someone else. That's a shame. Something maybe I can discuss with Nora. You think so? Well, I wouldn't want you to just surprise her with it. Good point. I take it you enjoyed what I did the other day. That was awesome. I've never felt that way with a guy before. So you like cunnilingus? Giving and receiving, but I prefer rimming. You prefer rimming someone or getting a rim job? Both. You might be the exception. I think I'd rather receive oral from you than give you a rim job. Wow, I'm not sure how to take that. Do you wanna... Oh god, no, not, no, I just meant you're really good at munching carpet. What about providing oral? I enjoy eating pussy. And sucking cock? No, definitely not. What about sucking a dildo, like if a girl is wearing a strap-on? That could be hot. I get what you're saying. Maybe I just haven't sucked the right cock, or maybe there's just something about a real penis that doesn't taste right. Fair enough. What if the cock had just been in your ass? I'm not sure. That would probably be better than just sucking dick. Really? Just, you know, in my mind, it's kinky, it's kind of dirty. It's almost dangerous. Is that what exhibitionism is for you? Kinky? Sexy? Dangerous? Yes, I think that's it. Oh, look at the time. We should go meet Nora. What? Did I forget to tell you? She told me she was ready for another blind date tonight after closing. What are we waiting for? You might want to put your shirt back on. Oh yeah, that. Of course, you're welcome to wear as little clothing as you like. Ha, thanks. By the way, what do you want? Huh? You don't want me for an enemy. You don't want me for a girlfriend. What are you hoping to get out of me? Let's just see what happens. You've unlocked a new bonus content. That was an interesting 20 questions. Like, he really went into detail.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. 5:30. The sign said closed, but the door was open. Nora, hello. Grim, is that you? Yep, where are you? Just a minute, are you alone? For now, your date should be here in a few minutes. There's nobody else around, can you check the windows? It's just me, what's going on? Are you alright?
You wanna come out?
Yes, it's just...
your birthday.
Oh, scene. Shit. Yep. I wanna make an impression. Wow. Damn.
Okay.
How do I look?
She's got that sloppy drunk look on
I know.
Face all the time.
Amazing.
And all she drinks is coffee, that's where
it's yeah. Right. I'm thinking about something you said earlier.
But you're so sloppy sleepy.
Hot and fresh. That too. I was thinking about how you told Lydia you might try to steal me away from her. Ha, is it working? It's a close call. Unfortunately, I'm only here so you can date a friend of mine. Oh yes, your friend. Believe me. If it was just me, I wouldn't hesitate to... Yeah, what would you do to me? It's better if I don't say it. I'm trying to date Lydia, you know? All right, so what are we doing here tonight? Kind of similar to last time, but with a few big differences. First, let me put this on you. Now, your date wants to place both of your hands flat on the... Again, she has to place both of her hands flat on the counter. Just like that. I just want you to know how difficult it is for me to keep my hands off you. You could touch me a little if you want. Hold that thought. Here comes your date.
Like pure Colombian coffee.
Good Lord.
What if I got salmonella poisoning? You're eating shit.
What if I do this? You like the poo-poo? What is that? To eat the poo-poo.
What is that off of?
The African guy. He was. What if I do this? Shh, you don't want Nora to know about this. Just look, finger her pussy or finger her anus.
Finger her pussy. Someone drives by.
Yeah. I mean, there's
Kim
like
Carpala.
All these. There's like all these places where people can just walk by and look.
Howdy.
Wow, what's going on in here? Hold on, let me go get the missus. Charlotte, you'll never believe what's at the window. Oh, Henry, you've lost gym. Your mind.
Groovy.
Oh my God, good Lord.
And ashy slashy.
That woman needs to put some pants on. Oh, no, no, Lord. No, they're fine. Fine with me.
Get my nitroglycerin pills. Some having a heart complication.
Your heart can't take it, Charles.
You killed him. You killed him, you heartless bastard. What's going on? Let me take my waffle.
No, make it sexy.
Nora, are you okay?
Yes.
I've never come from my butt before. Here, let me get this off of you. That was awesome. Thank you. I didn't do anything.
What comes out if you come from your butt?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Don't be shy. You've had anal leakage.
Yeah. Okay, it's not me.
Any of those Diet Lays. Remember that? That was one of the side effects when those baked Lays came out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Leakage.
I didn't know that. I never had those. Wow.
Well, then you never had anal leakage, I bet.
It's not...
That they were advertised, like, doesn't that just kill your advertising campaign at that point? Well, okay. I mean, these Lays are great. A little anal leakage, but I can get over that. What's more expensive?
So,
a dollar something thing of baked Lays or about $18 worth of three pair of underwear?
Oh, Jesus.
And then women, that's even more. That's like $40 for one pair sometimes.
So would you say anal leakage?
Anal leakage.
And I got...
I'm guessing shit slowly dribbling out of butthole.
That's what I'm thinking, because see...
Or a greasy discharge or something? I can't remember exactly.
I got this picture, and it was... I think it was a real thing. I think it went viral and everything, but it has a cheerleader, right?
Yeah.
And she's doing the cheerleading thing, but there's this big brown spot, and it actually went viral. It was all over the internet.
Oh, man.
But it was
killed herself.
Right there on her damn panties. It was a great big brown, like, holy shit. I can't seem to find it, but it was nuts. Let me see. I'll look one more time if I can actually find it. You can see what the hell. Somebody posted it in a group like a day or so ago. Oh, there it is. Yeah, look at this shit.
Ooh, boy, she's having a bad day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's...
Too many baked Lays, man?
Yeah, maybe. It might have been during that time. I don't know. It might have just been a few, like she grabbed a handful of chips and was like, oh, these won't be a problem.
And then the guy married her, sees it one day. Ah, oh, I married the girl that shits herself.
Yeah.
Forever. Oh, hey, buddy. Lucky day. Good thing you're into ass play.
Okay, it's not
and
me.
She laid a Cleveland steamer on your chest. You know what they say about the trains? They're always on time.
I'll see you Saturday, right? Looking forward to it. Are you going to lay down behind the bar and masturbate furiously until sunrise? I was going to say, are you going to be alright or do you need someone to walk you home? No, I'm a big girl. I can get home by myself. Okay, see you soon. Completely naked, walking out in the middle of the street. Bye. Hey, Polly, were you waiting for me? Oh, God, she tastes like mouthwash.
And butthole.
What was that for? Polly? 8 p.m.
Like most lesbians, she only thinks she's a lesbian. No,
no sign of Pete today. One of the best parts of having him for a roommate, most of the time I have the place all to myself. What to do about this thing? I could have sworn I uninstalled this app last night, but apparently not. The party was pretty fun, but I can probably swing an invite next time without the points. Things are going really well with Lydia. It wouldn't be a good idea to keep playing these games while trying to date her. Stacy's moving up here this weekend. It really wouldn't be good if she found this app on my phone. Amrose said she's being blackmailed by someone because of the app. Honestly, I'm not sure I believe her. Could just be an excuse because I caught her like that. Still, she might be telling the truth. It's not like I would post anything like whatever it is she did, but there's that one photo. It would really suck if Lydia saw that photo. Sounds like all the reasons are on one side. Quit the game and uninstall it. I can always reinstall it later if I change my mind. Let's do it.
Oh no.
All right, uninstalled.
It
that should be...
Do it.
What? It's still there. Okay, let's be sure this time. Uninstall. What the fuck? Screw it. Everything is backed up. Just reset the phone. Let's check the backups. And remove that app from the backup. And reboot my phone. What the fuck? His picture is still there. Look. No. Just what do you think you're doing, Grim? Grim, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question. Welcome to the Fetish Locator Retention Program. In accordance with the terms and conditions of the Fetish Locator app, you'll be assigned personal challenges to achieve a certain number, a specified number of FL points by a specified date and time. These challenges will continue for the duration of the Fetish Locator experimental phase. Failure to meet these challenges will result in consequences. Repeated failure to meet these challenges will result in total exposure. Thank you for participation. Further instructions will follow.
Oh, no.
Friday, 5:30. Ugh, my alarm won't go off for another hour. Oh well, I'm awake. If I didn't have gym class this morning, I would go for a run or something. I can't get this fetish locator thing out of my head. Who the hell reads the terms and conditions? Seriously. Let's see what it says. Fuck. I'm fucked. There's a terrible movie quote that keeps running through my head as I read this. I am completely ass invaded. Alright, get
what
a grip.
What movie was he watching?
I don't know.
Ass in... The Italian stay.
Get a hold of yourself.
They say he did gay...
I don't know about that. No, I don't think so.
He may
so.
Have done regular porn.
I think he did regular porn.
And he's got all daughters too, I think.
Meatloaf formula. I'm truly ass invaded. Meatloaf is the lizard. Formula 51. It's a memorable quote from the 51st State movie.
51st States, huh? That's been a while since I've seen that one. Don't remember Ass Invasion.
It's also known as Formula 51. It's a 2001 British-Canadian action film. It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
I know what that
one is. I've never seen this movie.
That's Formula 51. That's not 51 First Dates.
No. 51, the 51st State. It's also called the 51st State, but it's also known as Formula 51.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
I've seen the previews for it. I had never seen it.
It's probably good. It's got Samuel L. Jackson
is.
In it.
Well, they said Secret Wars was going to be.
Oh, no.
He's just making a check at this point.
He's making a check at this point. I'm talking about 2001 Samuel L. Jackson. That's different than 2023 or 2022 Samuel L. Jackson. He's changed. He's got a lot lighter. He's not like he used to be. Just like...
You need to see the Hitman's Bodyguard.
Yeah, that was
that
good.
Wasn't but a year or so.
That was good. All right, get a grip. Get a hold of yourself. Focus on what I've learned. Think analytically. Fetish Locator is some kind of experiment. It's a joint project between some sociology department and some psychology department. The names of who is involved in the project are deliberately withheld. It doesn't even say which college or university is running the app experiment. I'm now in their retention program, a way to keep test subjects playing the game and contributing data to their experiment. I'll be given a number of points to earn and a deadline to earn those by. If I fail, I'll have my pictures published. I guess that's why Amrose is doing the cam girl shows as an alternative to having her pics exposed. If my pics are published and I fail a second time, then something called total exposure goes into effect. That's not defined, but I can pretty much guess that it means everyone's pics get published. I wonder if that just means those of us in the retention program or everyone. Doesn't matter. If I fuck up, Amrose has pics that she doesn't want out there. Considering what she was doing on camera yesterday, I don't even want to think about what might be worse than that. What is she hiding? I really don't want to know, but at the same time, I do. Anyway, I just have to make it until the experiment ends. Which could happen any time. It could be today, it could be... Huh? Must be time to wake up. Shit. It's my instructions from Fetish Locator. Earn 50 points by 7 in the morning, Monday. That's a lot of points. How the fuck am I supposed to do that? Our algorithm indicates that you should be capable of earning 100 points during this period. I doubt it. Did the app just answer me? Nah, it's probably some sort of generic motivational message. What the hell am I gonna do? Wait, is that the time? Why didn't my alarm go off? I need to get moving. 11:30 in the morning. Friday. Fuck. My heart is pounding like crazy. All that exercise and I still feel the need to burn off energy. I'm going to be sore tomorrow. Am I angry? Am I frightened? I don't even know. I'm exhausted but still going. What am I going to do? All right, maybe I don't have to do all this by myself. I can't tell anyone why I need the points. There are people I can work with on this. Maybe I could tell Amrose. She already told me. Maybe I can buy points. Maybe I can get other people to transfer points to me. I gotta step up my game in two ways. First, I gotta get better at seducing people, or at least getting them to work with me on challenges. Second, I'm good at business stuff. Maybe I can use that. Make a business model around gaining points instead of money. That's stupid. What kind of business could do that? Hi, I'm doing a bake sale. For just 5 FL points, I'll give you a cookie. Maybe I can just do something drastic that earns a ton of points and then just coast on that. I can't even think of ways to make a few points. How did that app remain on my phone when I reset? Oh, that's why my alarm didn't go off this morning. I'll have to remember to set my alarm before Monday morning. I've made that mistake. Alright, so I need to set my alarm and earn 50 points by Monday morning. I earn 0 points on Monday. I earned 0 points on Monday, 12 on Tuesday, 14 on Wednesday. I wasn't trying to earn any points at the party on Wednesday night nor all day Thursday. So in those first 3 days, I earned 26 points. And now I have 3 days to earn 50 points. I don't know how, but I can do this. All right, I'm clean enough. What the? Hi, Chloe.
Hey.
Hey, you grim. Do you mind if I join you? Boldly go where everyone has gone before. Be my guest. Do you need any help? Actually, I was hoping I could help you. What exactly did you have in mind? I'm going to get this nice and clean. Excellent. Wish I had my phone. This must be worth some points.
Well, that's what that one's not open.
Oh, it's Kevin. You don't mind if my boyfriend watches us, do you?
Sure, fine, whatever.
I'm not comfortable with... Sorry, that's not going to work for me. Really? You're going to pass up on this opportunity? I don't want you to stop. I'm just not comfortable with him watching. Fine, do the...
Sure,
hey, whatever. Kevin, do me a favor. What's that? Get your phone out. Upload this to Fetish Locator. Nice. Now just let her do her thing. Not the prettiest girl in the world, but it'll work. Wow. Are you ready to come? I'm close. Let's go for it, guys. Oh, I'm almost there. Amazing. Great. I got it all. Awesome material. Thanks for that and for helping us out the other day. Huh? When you got in trouble so that we wouldn't get caught. Oh, yeah. It's been a busy week. I almost forgot about that. We didn't. Well, you're welcome. How many points did I get for that? Reminder, keep your device with you as much as possible.
Hmm.
I didn't get any signal while it was in my gym locker. I guess the metal locker functions like a Faraday cage. Good to know. Daily challenge, water sports.
Gotta get pissed on. You gotta do... I don't know if you got to do whatever, but...
I'll say one thing about water sports. We have done Starless on
it
here.
It is warm.
So, even more messages. You earned some points.
Look.
7 points for having sex with Chloe.
Only 7?
That's a good start.
Well, I guess, you know...
Yeah, what's that noise?
Easy...
It sounds like people yelling. You know what? For this video, we're probably not going to do the... We're not going to do the peeing thing.
Yeah.
No pee. No, definitely. There's no... You can't do scat anymore. I think I can hear Amrose's voice. Let me get this straight. You go around telling people you're hetero whore who... You're hetero whore who would do anything for points. And then you come around asking me to let you piss in my face? I didn't call you a whore. Oh no, what did you say? What did you say? I called you the straight girl who would do anything for points. Well, that's just fine. That makes it all better. Do you want me going around telling people how you chased after me for years? No. Knowing that I was straight, knowing that I wasn't interested, I... You know what, girls already think that you're some psycho lesbian creepy stalker. Imagine what will happen when I tell them what a disgusting piece of shit you really are. Please, no. I know what they say about fiery redheads, but I've never seen Ambrose piss before. Ambrose? Hey, are you okay? Grim? I've never seen her like that before. Yeah, me neither. What was that all about? You didn't. Nothing, nothing. Just girl stuff. Really? Did you know that you can earn more points going against your sexual preference? Yeah, I am Rose Mansion. No. Everyone knows you're a lesbian. I know what you're thinking, and the answer is no. Come on, you and I both know you want my cock. I never said that. You want my heart-throbbing member deep inside you. No, I don't. Why are you pretending? We were both there. It was just some weird dream or vision or something. Yeah, it didn't happen, and you haven't been thinking about it since. What do you want? For starters, just a minute. You want my cock. Fine, okay, I don't want you. I don't want any other guy's dick. I just want your cock inside me. That's it. That's all this is. There's nothing else between us. Wow. I didn't expect you. Is she serious? I thought I was just messing with her. Well, now you know, alright? I've been thinking about sucking your cock and getting fucked by you ever since that party. Wait, is she messing with me? Well, now you know the price. What price? You want my dick, you gotta do something first. What on earth could you possibly expect me to do for that? Simple, really. You treated one of my best friends like a piece of shit. You want my cock, you gotta make it up to Ambrose. Oh, I suggest you start treating her like a fucking princess. Worship the ground she walks on. Do whatever it takes. But she's a terrific person who doesn't deserve you. Yeah, okay. Say it. She's a terrific person who doesn't deserve me. Tell me what you're willing to do for her. Anything she wants, anything I can. And why are you gonna do that? Because I've been a shitty friend and I need to patch up things with her. And why else? Don't make me say it again, please. And why else? Because I want your cock. Good girl, now get to it. You're a real fucking asshole, you know that? I haven't even fucked your asshole. I haven't even fucked your asshole yet. Damn! Let's get to it.
Hey!
Hey, Polly. Hey, Grim, I was just thinking about you. What, really? Well, only when I see that bench over there. Oh, yeah, that was fun. How's your day going? Good, I was hoping to see you. But the challenge today is not my kink. Yeah, I'm not into that stuff either. Huh? Do you often walk around barefoot? Only when the weather is great, like today. Come with me. Where are we going? This far should do. I call this 3P. Here? Yeah, the spot's private. Nobody else is around. Spot is public. Someone could walk by at any time. So it's a private public place? Exactly. How do you feel about getting naked in the park? Seriously, why would I do that? Do I have to go through this again? Again, we never discussed anything like this. Yeah, we did. You want to keep dating Nora? You think she would do something like this if you asked? Maybe not, but you enjoy exhibitionism. Exhibitionism! True, but you didn't even ask me. Oh, you're right. I just assumed, especially after the way you kissed me last night. I'm not your toy. I know. Treat me like an adult. Let me know what's going on. Fair enough. I'll let you make an informed decision. Thank you. Have you ever been naked in public? I don't think so. Not in public. Only at a nude beach. Huh. I figured. It's not normal for people to do that. No, I just figured that would be a natural part of exhibitionism. Well, I didn't think of myself as an exhibitionist until yesterday. Really? No, I just like the thrill of doing that sort of thing. I didn't put a name to it. But there are groups, forums, nude beaches. Probably, but I don't. I'm just me. I'm not part of some club or whatever. Gotcha. I guess I've been thinking about this all wrong. So, how does this work? You go there to the sunlight, surrounded by nature, and just get naked. That simple? Yeah, and I'll take a couple pictures of you. Sound good? Sounds like it could be fun. Alright, I love posing pictures. I think this is the perfect spot. Oh yeah, look at that. Nice poses. It feels strange. Okay, just one titty, I like that. Strange how? Okay, two titties. Still a good pose. Strange that you're watching me.
Two titties! Ah.
This isn't some spur of the moment flashing, but plan. It's a different sort of arousal. By the way, they've unleashed a new anime character that has four breasts. Well, yeah.
You know, fat girls got four breasts. They're called back tits.
Right. This isn't some... I know, there was some kind of article or something I was reading about a woman. They were complimenting her on her back breasts. It's like, what?
No, those aren't the compliments.
I know, but it was weird. This isn't some spur-of-the-moment flashing, but planned. It's a different sort of arousal. Oh, she looks... Yeah. I like it. It's not like the pleasure I get on our dates with Nora. It's something different. How do I look? Smoking hot. How about removing your dress all the way?
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
Button horned up.
Like this? Fantastic. You got enough pictures? Someone could pass by here at any moment. Polly, get down. What? Why? I think I heard someone. I don't see anyone. Must have been my Okay, I don't see anyone. Must have been my imagination. Exciting, isn't it? This is crazy. Thank you. Yeah, I got a great set.
This is
How about
crazy,
you also man. Getting naked? Sure, why not? Mmm, nice. Oh, I like the pose. Look at the look in her eyes. I love it. Nay, why don't we get one more photo of us together? This is way too public for, you know. No, nothing like that. Just a little something to remember this by. Like a kiss. Sure, why not? Oh, yeah, I like that.
He's not thinking about old Lily saying anything.
Holy fuck, those two are crazy. We should probably get dressed. Oh, yeah. Oh, do I have to? Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. If Lydia has fucking fetish locator yeah, on her,
obviously.
Yeah, come on. She's probably going to be doing fuck shit, too.
Oh, she does it all, but they don't want your man.
Yeah, they don't want, I know.
One allowed to bring you pleasure, and I decide if you get any.
Yeah. Do I have to? Depends. Do you want to get arrested on the walk back to campus? Oh, yeah. Huh, I earned 4 points, and I got 12 points. What can I say? I guess girls get more points. That's not it. Ambrose earned twice the points Maria did. However, whoever's scoring the app clearly thinks Polly's a lesbian and doesn't realize she's bisexual. It's probably better if I don't mention that to anyone. Yeah, I guess that must be it. Maybe next time we could go skinny dipping? Sounds like fun, but where? I know the perfect place for skinny dipping. Yeah, then I'm looking forward to it. I had a lot of fun today. Thank you. Aw, you're getting sweet on me? No, you're no Nora, but you're a nice guy. Why do people keep saying that about me? I've never seen Ambrose yell at someone like she did this morning. I should go call and check on her. Hey, Ambrose, how are you? Hey, Grim, I'm okay. I couldn't help but hearing your heated discussion with Maria.
She's face down and ass up.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to see that. It's all good, though. Okay, good. I was just a little worried about you. I'd never seen you so angry. Well, you know what they say about redheads. We're passionate. Glad to hear it. I guess it's good that you called. I was just about to text you. Oh, what about? The apartment. You can meet the realtor today. Oh, yeah. The apartment for Stacy. Did you forget about that? Well, yeah. I did kind of forget. It's been a busy week. Speaking of passionate, that's what Empress always said. She said, we Puerto Ricans are passionate.
And batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just a few.
Well, I did.
I had a friend that was Puerto Rican. He's not that kind of friend.
Right.
But, yeah, he's a coworker. And he's pretty cool. I mean, he wasn't crazy.
He wasn't crazy. Well, I didn't. You can see
his
a couple.
His girlfriend gave me piano lessons. I gave him guitar lessons.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, you can see a couple of places today. You're awesome. Thank you. Where should we meet? I'll text you the address. You can meet the realtor there. Okay, but I meant, where should you and I meet to go over there together? I don't really need to be there. Yeah, well, we need to talk about a few things. Oh, you mean yesterday? Yeah, that stuff. Besides, you can introduce me to your realtor. Okay, we're going across town, so I'll meet you at the subway station. Terrific, I'll meet you there in... How does 20 minutes sound? 20 minutes sounds great. We can talk on the way. Yeah, okay. See you then. Maybe I should change into something a little more respectable looking.
Yeah, that should do nicely.
Hey, you look great. Thanks, you too. Thanks. Got 11 points. You coming? Looks like we have the subway car all to ourselves. Yeah, we do. What are you proposing? Can we talk about yesterday? Oh no, please no. Really, we need to talk. Do we? Can't we just both pretend it was a bad dream that never happened? I'm afraid not. You're just not gonna let this go. I can't. You should know. I'm getting coerced into playing this game now. Oh. What? Lynn, what happened? Yeah, I found out last night. I'm now in the retention program. Don't say that. It's the truth. No, you can't say that. We aren't supposed to talk about this. What are they gonna do? Put me on double secret retention? We can still get in trouble. It can get worse. I don't think they want me to strip for a webcam or whatever else you've done. Don't say that. I had to do those things. Sure, sure. You had no choice when fucking Maria. I didn't fuck her. It was just the least bad option. Right, because you didn't want to whore it up for fucking random guys for points. God damn, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you? Will you stop yelling? Just sit the fuck down and talk to me. You're telling me. Fucking fuck. If you're going to act like a screaming bitch, I'm just going to treat you like a screaming bitch. God damn it, I'm... Fuck, you're right. You're right, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
What did you want to talk about? Well, first of all, you know it's not some guy blackmailing you. It's the app. It's in the terms and conditions. Bullshit. No, not total bullshit. I mean, that it's got to be one guy behind the app. What makes you say that? It just doesn't make sense to me otherwise. You don't think it's some college experiment? I don't buy that. It has to be one person or a very small group. Maybe. The whole thing just has me stressed out and exhausted. I feel like I've been kicked in the chest. I know. It gets easier. Yeah, well, I just need to earn some points. What are you gonna do? Whatever I have to do. Whatever I can. You'll do fine. You're an incredible guy. I don't feel very incredible right now. You'll get through this. You'll make all the right decisions. You'll be fine. You really think so? I know it. Besides, you got me to help you. We've got the subway car all to ourselves. You want to help me earn some points? Oh, damn. It looks like our stop is coming up. Time to meet the realtor. A minute there, I thought Afro Man was going to start filling. It's open. I guess we can go in.
Well, since my land and houses went up for sale, yeah.
I should leave pretty soon. I need to get back to stripping on camera. Shh. Someone might hear you. When are you scheduled to start? I remember, I know at work I thought I heard it too. Just to start a Colt 45. I was like, I think Colt he skipped. I think he skipped it real quick. But I was like, man, if they play that shit here, I'm going to just say the whole damn song.
Good song, good song.
Not a specific time, but the sooner I start, the sooner it's done. I bet that interferes with... Oh my, I don't suppose that's our realtor. Seems like this girl has a very bright orgasm. No! Should we just be standing here watching this? Good point. Seriously, you're gonna take a picture? Why not? Eek! And she's gone. What was that? What the hell? Oh, that sounds like the realtor, Vanessa Webb. I'll introduce you. Am I having a stroke or did a naked woman just run out of here? The door was open. I'm afraid we surprised her. Hi, Vanessa. This is Grim. He's the one I was telling you about. It's a pleasure to meet you. Charmed. Who's the naked woman? I have no idea. She was just in here. Can you two excuse me for a moment? I just need to call this in. Sure. Did you really upload those pictures? Of course, I need the points. Unbelievable. So what's her name? She didn't stick around long enough to ask that. Was the app able to recognize her? Let me see your phone. What are you... Oh, your little pony. What? Here's your phone back. See, the app identified her username. Huh. Or a little pony. I didn't even know this screen existed. Well, you got 5 for those pictures. Good job, I guess. Okay, so sorry about that and about this place. I'm sure it was much nicer before. I'm sure it was. A coworker checked on it yesterday and said it looked great. You mentioned on the phone that there were a couple of places he could look at? Yes, the next place is much better. I checked on that one myself. Perhaps we should go there then. Definitely, it's just across from the university. You'll love it. Alright, I guess I'll leave you to it. You're not coming? She's got a thing. Oh, well, it was nice seeing you again, even if it was so brief. All right, I'll see you later. See you. Let me drive you to the next place. You're going to love this place. The owner here is a terrific lawyer who has phenomenal taste, but is... Harris, I had no idea you'd be here. How are you, darling? Vanessa, not two steps in the door and already a surprise. You're early. Oh, it was just horrible. The first apartment. Oh, dearie, have you seen a ghost? Hey, Lissa. Lissa? Harris, do you know each other? Oh, hi there. Yes, Vanessa, this young man helped me out in the grocery store the other day. Mm-hmm. Did you help her with the produce? Oh, don't be silly, Vanessa. This young man is too much of a gentleman for your humor. All right. Well, you can't blame a girl for trying.
I can't remember what they did.
Not sure. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Oh, those. I have to take this call. Harris, can you entertain this young man for a few moments? I think she was the one that was doing, pictures of her pussy. Remember she was snapshotting pictures of her pussy? I think that was her. Harris, can you entertain this young man for a few minutes? I shall persevere. Thank you. I'll be right back. Please, have a seat. I'm sorry, but I seem to have forgotten your name. Grim, and thank you. This really is a lovely place you've got here. Thanks. Let's get this out of the way. If you think you can blackmail or caress me because I was at that party, never even occurred to me. Good. Because as you might have heard, I am a lawyer, so unless... It's not an issue. Good. Vanessa was saying that you have phenomenal taste, but... Oh, she was probably going to say that I'm pretty new to real estate. Oh. Yeah, I mean, look at this place. It's beautiful. What kind of rent does a place like this go for? Well, it's been on the market for a few months, and I've dropped the price a few times. Since the beginning of the semester? Since before the fall semester. I mean, I'm still making money on paper. Real estate prices keep going up. But it would be nice to make some paper money, and higher real estate prices mean higher taxes. Yeah, so currently I'm looking at only $3,000 a month. Wow! Too much? I mean, it's a great location for someone at the university, but I can't imagine a college student. Yeah, so not for you. I mean, I'm looking for some place across town, closer to the college.
$3,000 a month.
Oh.
There's no fucking way.
No. Yeah, I guess there was some miscommunication. I do have a few people who go to the university, though. I wonder if Dolly or Daisy would be interested in this place. And if I had a place over by the college, what price range would you be looking at? Well, it's not for me, it's for my friend. Your friend? Seriously? Well, she's my oldest friend. We've known each other forever. She's almost like a little sister, but our parents never... Okay, so what are we doing here? I don't know. She's looking for a nice, affordable place near the college, and she expects me to arrange it for her. Well, there's a place near the college that I've been thinking about buying and fixing up. If we strike a deal, when could she move in? Stacy arrives tomorrow, so literally any time. The paperwork is all ready, but I wouldn't be able to take ownership until Monday. Then it would take a couple days. A couple of days? That can't be right. You already bought the place, didn't you? Fine, you caught me lying. I already own the place, but I'm still having some work done on it. I don't know when it'll be ready, but soon. What kind of place are we talking about? One bedroom, one bathroom. All new appliances and fixtures. I already had the plumbing modernized and electricity rewired. Fresh drywall. You're kidding me. Sounds like you sank a fortune into this already. Does it? I wouldn't want to rent a place that I wouldn't live in. So how much are you thinking rent would be? I triple-checked all the math this time. The rent would be $1,200 a month, which includes utilities.
Dude, that's still a lot.
Appeal for sympathy. Say that you will co-sign. Or think about the future.
Think about the future.
Can I give you some advice? Something I've learned in my business classes. What's that? You need to think about the future. You've got yourself stuck with one beautiful apartment here that no one is renting. And you're already trying to do the same with the next place. Go on. You need advertising, sure, but more than that, you need to build up a reputation. You need people to know that you can be relied upon. You need people to talk you up and think of you when they're looking to rent a place. You're speaking in general generalities. Get to the point. Stacy isn't particularly popular in high school, but she's one of those wonderful, reliable, smart people that everyone will want to know in college. If she gets this apartment, then every freshman is going to hear about it. And when they're looking for a place sophomore year, they'll be knocking on your door. Uh-huh. And what is goodwill and advertising going to cost me? Not much. Just drop the rent down to $800 a month to ensure she has nothing but positive things to say about the place. You're a very persuasive young man. Does that mean we have a deal? Sure, why not? I assume you'll want to see the place before she signs anything. Of course, just call me when it's ready. Vanessa's been on the phone for a while. I hope everything's okay. It's probably about the first apartment she showed me today. There was a squatter who kind of trashed the place. That's awful. She's probably going to be on the phone a long time dealing with that. Yeah, can you tell her we worked out a deal? I'm going to take off. Sure, sure, no problem. Oh, Grim, how did things work out for you at the party the other night? Terrific. Met the girl of my dreams who stayed up talking all night and had our first date tomorrow. Good for you. I hope you're taking her somewhere nice. Do you know Nora's coffee shop? Seriously, you know that coffee dates aren't real dates. Lydia will be performing there. I hooked her up with a gig and we're going to have the date around her concert. I stand corrected. That does sound... Lydia? You don't mean Lydia Cox, do you? Yeah, she'll be singing at Nora's tomorrow evening.
Emphasis on the Cox.
Wow, would you mind if I show up? Do I need to buy a ticket, or... No ticket necessary, just grab a drink while you're there. Cool, maybe I'll mention it to a few people. Please do, invite Vanessa when she gets off her call. Thanks. Alright, well, I'll see you there. See you, Alyssa. Alright, Stacy's got an apartment, or we'll have one soon. I can check that item off my worry list. But this girl at the trash place, where do I remember her from? Oh, that tattoo!
Yep.
Oh, right, that's the girl from the party. No, that's the one that was taking the pictures of her pussy. She was taking a photo of her pussy. I still don't know her name, but I've got her username now. Maybe I should reach out to Your Little Pony. Oh, for some reason it'll cost me 5 points to message her in the FL app. 5 points just to send her a message? Do I really want to contact this girl? She's hot, but seems a little unusual.
I just found her.
And that username, Your Little Pony. Do I even want to know what that means? Not interested or contact?
That's
contact. Alright, what do I know, but we can get them back. Alright, what do I say? I guess the first thing is, hey, Your Little Pony. It's the Grim Lord. We should talk. You took that photo earlier today. What do you want with me? Good question. She's probably being blackmailed like I am, but I don't think it's a good idea to ask this through the app. Oh, it's you. I'm not sure if I should be relieved or scared. Why would you be scared of me? Are you planning on blackmailing me with that photo or what? Fuck, now she thinks I'm blackmailing her too. No, definitely not. Actually, I wanted to apologize for that pic. I just needed the points. I can understand that. Is there another party coming up? Not that I know of. Maybe. You need more points? Always. Are you a good person? Can I trust you? Probably not, but I'm not going to say that. Sure, what do you have in mind? I can show you how I usually get my points. Meet me tomorrow. I'm kind of busy tomorrow. Message me when you aren't busy. We can meet by the benches in the park. Sounds good. See you tomorrow. BB. 10 p.m. Wow, I'm exhausted. Good thing it's Friday. Knock, knock. What the hell? Who would knock at this hour? Oh, it's Daisy. Wonder if she's here for Pete or for me.
Hey.
Hey, Grim. Hey there, Daisy. I was just thinking about you. Sorry to bother you. I was just... You were? It's no bother if you're looking for Pete. He isn't here. Oh, I know that. He's partying with Dolly over at our dorm. Oh, so she's here for me. Let Daisy in. Why don't you come in? No point standing at the door talking. Like I was saying, Pete and Dolly are partying over at our dorm, and I just really need some sleep. I can imagine. It's been a busy week. You want to crash here? Doesn't she go to the university? That's all the way across town. Yeah, if you don't mind, would that be okay? Sure, I usually sleep in the nude, but I guess you know that already.
Uh-huh.
Teehee, of course, that's how we met. I could keep this on if you prefer. I don't mind if you sleep naked, as long as I can do the same. I wouldn't mind seeing her naked again, but...
Yeah. Nude is comfortable.
And an uninterrupted sleep would be wonderful.
He's already gotten there. He's like, oh, ready.
I'm going to get some of that unless you want to. No, no, not tonight. I'm too tired. Maybe in the morning? Sure, yeah, that works. You said you were just thinking about me? What was that about? You go to the university, right? Over on the other side of town? Yeah, why? I was looking at apartments today over by the university. Do you remember Alyssa from the party? Sure. She's got a really nice place over there she's trying to rent. Seemed like it'd be perfect for you. It might be nice to get out of the dorms and have a place to myself. You wouldn't have to worry about parties unless you were throwing them yourself. Are you joining? I thought you didn't want to. Oh, I just figured we'd share the bed. Oh, of course, my bed is your bed. Snuggles and cuddles, but nothing more tonight, okay? That works for me!
Sure.
Damn, she feels so good. She smells so good.
I guarantee you, you're naked, laying ass, dick to ass. Something's gonna happen.
I'm so glad it's Friday. I don't have any plans for tomorrow. What about you? Oh, I have a busy weekend ahead of me. An old friend is coming to town tomorrow. She should be here around noon. I'll try to be gone before then.
I wonder if it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to cause confusion, her finding me in your bed, you know. Better you than, oh yeah, I guess she'd think you're my girlfriend. That can make things awkward since we're just friends. Yeah, right, we're just friends. Stacy will be here tomorrow morning. I hope it isn't awkward after the last time we saw each other. It's so much better to be healthy again. It also means I should head back to college. Is Stacy watching me again? Last time she spied on me in the shower was before I got sick. Does she want to see me masturbate again? What is she doing? What the hell? Is she going to the toilet? Hey, Grim, you know that you're not the only one who needs to use the shower in the house, right? Yeah, I'll be finished soon. Is she for real? Oh, I can hear her. I can hear her peeing. Are you even showering or just waiting for me? What? No, I'm showering. Let's see what... Let's shower a while longer and see what she does. And then the... Is she? Yep, she's doing the thing.
The thing with the thing?
She's doing the thing.
The thing.
That's
how Biden describes masturbation, you know? the thing with the thing. And, you know, I don't like her. She's too old, but the thing.
Wow, she's moaning loudly.
She got those drug eyes, too.
Okay, what should I do? Jerk off in the shower. Yeah.
Might as well. Oh, you know that awkward time we both masturbated in the our own free will?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
That was so awkward.
This is so hot. Stacy and I are masturbating together.
We're doing things as brother and sister.
Sister, I know. It's like Alabama. Oh, what a shot! So you seem to have completed your shower. Great. So may I please shower now? Sure.
Gonna put it in her mouth.
No way. Is she doing what I think she's doing? She knows I'm still here, right? Yep. You can watch the scene again in the replay room. And that was the last time I saw Stacy before I left.
Stacy's mom.
Seeing her again tomorrow could be a little awkward.
Is it? Didn't seem like she thought it was too awkward.
Saturday, 8 in the morning. All right. Seems like a good spot to stop. We could just go on all night, but I gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah, I got places to be, like work tomorrow.
Yeah. But at any rate, we brought this extra long version of Fetish Locator, and we did Subverse. Y'all better not complain. Grim doesn't give us enough content. I've given you like a lot of shit recently, and I did that 3 hours of comics. My God, That was a gauntlet. I was up till about 3:30 in the morning reading comics. Yeah.
I bet.
All right. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out. I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And for those of you that are wondering, hey, what is your content going to be on Tuesday? Well, all the nurses that I was supposed to bring you guys on Thursday, but I got sidetracked by Tower of Boyne. Well, you're going to get it, including the release of Nope, 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 Nope Nurses, which came out on Friday, and I was supposed to give you guys, but Tower of Boyne was more important.
Two notes do make
so, we'll see. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out. I'll see you next time.
Later.